This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Oil is the liquid commodity most commonly associated with the Middle East, at least the liquid commodity of which there is a surplus. But it's arguably the scarcity of another liquid that'll have a bigger impact in the long run. Water, because there is, of course, a whole lot of desert over there. Israeli entrepreneurs, though, are turning to high tech and big data to use up every last drop they've got, or at least stop wasting so much water. Amanda Little writes about the high-tech business of our water supplies in the latest edition of Bloomberg Business Week. Amanda, good to have you with us.
So happy to be here.
There is an astounding statistic in this article. 8.6 trillion gallons of water are lost to leakage every year. It is the single biggest problem with water worldwide.
It's astounding. It's called NRW, non-revenue water.
Wow.
And on average, about 30-35% of the water pumped through the pipes of utilities worldwide is lost to leaks and bursts. It's a huge bottom line opportunity, but it's also a great environmental opportunity.
Yeah. Explain to me what this firm that you focus on does. It's called, it's called Takadu. Takadu, sorry, I pronounced it wrong. And they have algorithms and all kinds of things that basically make the water delivery system in Israel more efficient, thus really allowing that country to exist.
That's exactly right. So Amir Peleg is the founder of Takadu, and he describes the software this way. He slices and dices and analyzes the raw data measured by these smart sensors that are implanted in water pipes. And they measure the flow rates and the pressure and the quality of the water, and they identify bugs in meters and valves and so on. And so this software creates kind of transparency in the network that never existed before.
We had, as you point out in this article, we had a water main break here in L.A., three, four, five months ago out on the west side near UCLA. We lost 20 million something gallons of water, this whole pipe burst. And this guy from your piece looked at it and said, yeah, I could have told him that was coming.
Right. I could have detected that when it was just a small leak before it built up into this big thing. So that's what it's all about, is sort of preemptive detection of small problems that become major problems. And what a terrible irony that was at a time when 200,000 plus acres of crops were being lost to drought. And then this water is just, you know, flooding UCLA. I mean, it was just, a painful irony. And very few utilities in the U.S. actually have the smart sensors implanted in their networks. And in fact, only about 20% of utilities worldwide have these smart sensors. So Peleg is sort of ahead of the game, and that's his biggest difficulty.
Well, how come it's a difficulty, right? Because you'd think it would be just this huge market opportunity. If he could get over here and convince some of these municipalities like, Los Angeles, to invest in his stuff, it'd be great. But I hear you saying he's ahead of the power curve?
Well, so this is the problem. There has been this consciousness in Israel and, you know, actually much of the world that water is a life or death issue. It is the source, it is the wellspring of their economy and, for that matter, their national security. Yeah. I mean, wars have been fought around water for thousands of years. Their pricing structures penalize water use. And in the U.S., we have, as Peleg describes it, all-you-can-eat water.
Right.
A lot of our utilities have flat rates. There's no sort of carrots and sticks for water conservation. We're really only just beginning to develop this sort of consciousness around water. So it's going to be, this is a story about, you know, technology and a technological shift, but it's really a story about a changing of consciousness.
Amanda Little, the article is in Bloomberg Business Week. It's called Israel's Water Ninja, but it's about really so much more than that. Amanda, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much, Kai.